Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes, Rosh Hashanah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Al Shnei Chadashim, Mechalalin Es HaShabbos. For 2 months, and only for those 2 months, the Edim that see the new moon and would have to go to Bezin to testify that they saw the new moon would even do so if it requires Chil Shabbos. Now let's remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah. Edim that saw the Chaydash have to come to Bezin to testify that they saw the new moon. Really, min haTorah, we learn from the Pasuk, they can always be Mechal Shabbos. The Torah says, Ashatikru Oisem Bimay Adam, and whenever it says Moed, it is Doicha Shabbos. Min haTorah, it makes no difference which month. During any of the 12 months, Edom look up, they said, Ah, there's the new moon, we gotta make it to Bezin. Wait, but we'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. No, go! But the Rabbanan asserted, the Rabbanan prohibited after the Churban for Edom to be Mechal Shabbos and Yom Tov, with the exception of Edom that are coming to testify about the new moon for the months of Nisan and Tishrei. That's what our Mishnah means. Al Shnei Chadashim, 2 months, for the Kiddush Levana of only 2 months, Mechal in the Edom that are coming to testify about the new moon can be Mechal as a Shabbos. Now let me ask you, what exactly is the Chil Shabbos? Which one of the Lamates Malachas would he have to be over? Well, suppose an aide saw the new moon Friday night, and he's outside of the Trum, where Bezin is. Or maybe he doesn't have kayach to walk. He has to ride on a donkey. Maybe they have to carry food. Maybe they have to carry sticks to fend off enemies. Even though that could be an Isur D'Oraisa if you carry Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah. But the halacha is that for these 2 months, the Edom should do whatever it takes. Now, which are these 2 months? Al Nisan v'Al Tishrei. Shebehen, during these months, Hashluchin Yaitzel Asuria, the Shluchin go out to Surya to let the people know when Bezin was Mekadosh L'Chodesh. That's why it's considered even more Choshev. Ubehen Mesakin Asamayadis. And what is the reason that we send Shluchim out as far as Surya? And therefore it's considered so important that the Edom that see the new moon can be Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezin to testify? It's because the whole Yom Tov, when Yom Tov is based on this. You have to know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is to know when Yom Kippur is, when Sukkot is, when Shemini Atzeres is. And you have to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is to know when Pesach is, to know when Shavuos is. Because Shavuos is always 50 days after the second day of Pesach. And the Mela, it is Roy, that these 2 months should be so Chashiv that we shouldn't put any restrictions on what the Torah says, and the Torah really allows the Edom to come to Bezin and be Mechal Shabbos. Now really, the Gemara asks, didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah that there were 6 months that the Shluchim went out, not just in these 2 months? So the Gemara explains, on the other months, the Shluchim leave in the evening. But on Nisan and Tishrei, they don't go out until the morning. They have to hear Bezdin say Mekudesh. In other words, during the other months, as soon as Bezdin realizes that, okay, tomorrow morning we're going to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, because it's very clear, everyone sees the moon, but you can't be Mekadosh L'Chodesh at night, Bezin dispatches the Shluchim right away, even at night. They don't wait until the morning. Because why should I assume anything is going to change in the morning? It's just that you can't be Mekadosh L'Chodesh until the morning. But by Nisan and Tishrei, we have an extra Chumrah. And that is, we don't let the Edom go out on any assumption. They have to hear the Bezin say Mekudesh. Because all of the Yom Tovim are Tali in this. So if for whatever reason Bezin never got around to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh in the morning because something may have taken place or something occurred that was out of their control, we don't want to take any chances, at least not with the month of Nisan or Tishrei. But this is all after the Churban. B'Kishahoyah Beis HaMikdash came when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Mechalim Afal Kula. We were Seimach on what the Torah tells us. The Rabbanah put no restrictions on what the Torah says. They allowed the Shluchim to be Mechal Shabbos, to run to Bezin to tell them that they saw the new moon on all months. Why? Dipnei takanas ha-karben. You see, we had to make sure that they were makriv, the karben musav of Rosh Chodesh, in the proper time. It's only after the karben that there are no karbanis. So Chazal said, we don't want you to be Mechal Shabbos for the other months, besides for Nisan and Tishrei. So basically, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that min ha-Torah, the Edom can be Mechal Shabbos, even with an Isser D'Oraisa, to come to Bezin to tell them we saw the moon. Behemshech hazman, the Rabbanan said, we don't want to just give a license for everyone or at any month to be Mechal Shabbos. There has to be a purpose. If they were makriv of the carbon, that's the purpose. We have to make sure they were makriv of the carbon musaf on the right day. But you should know, even when the Beis HaMikdash stood, if they weren't makriv of the carbon, there were times Nebuch, there was a gzeira, we couldn't be makriv of karbanis, then Bezin didn't let the Edom go. It's only if it was necessary for the carbon. That's what the Mishnah means. Al kulan mipnei takonas ha-carbon. Only if they had the opportunity to be makriv of the carbon, and therefore we wanted to make sure to get it on the right day. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesakein. But Edom that see the new moon should only be mechal Shabbos to get to Beis Din if they have to, for the months of Nisan and Tishrei, and those were also the months that Beis Din in turn would dispatch shluchim even to Syria to let them know when Beis Din was mekadosh the chaydish. We also learned that Nisan and Tishrei was different. The other times that shluchim were dispatched, because there were 6 months that shluchim were dispatched, it was done when at night you realized, there's the moon, tomorrow morning when it'll be mekadosh the chaydish, leave at night. But by Nisan and Tishrei, because we didn't want to rely on any assumptions whatsoever, we wanted to make sure that everyone gets Pesach and Yom Kippur and Sukkot on the right day, we made the Edom wait until they actually heard the Beis Din say that they're being Mekadosh the Chodesh in the morning.